Vulnerability. There are various definitions of vulnerability, including the following. One, physical vulnerability, economic vulnerability, social vulnerability, and environmental vulnerability. And two, in need of special care, support, or protection because of age, disability, risk of abuse, or neglect. Most of us recognise these definitions, but at the same time, maybe we don't always like to admit that perhaps we fit into the category of being vulnerable. Simply living alone and being old or having a health condition, such as diabetes, makes us vulnerable. There are various ways that offer help and support.
Personal alarms. A personal alarm allows you to call for emergency help at the press of a button. They can be worn either around your wrist like a watch or on a lanyard around your neck. Personal alarms are used every day by thousands of people across the UK who are reassured to feel independent in their own homes. With a pendant alarm, if you start to feel unwell or have a fall, you can reach out for help at the press of a button. Personal alarms enable both you and your family members feel safer, and the costs start around £12.99 per month. Some are available through the local authorities or, for example, from Age UK. Order by phone on 0800 011 3846 or from Careline. Order by phone on 0800 101 3333.
Using your phone for safety. Both Android phones and iPhones have a feature known as ICE, or In Case of Emergency. This feature will let you add a list of emergency contacts to your phone. You can also add medical information, such as allergies or current medications.
Utilities. Vulnerable people can register with their water and energy companies so that they are warned when their water may be cut off or there may be a power cut.
Financial stroke economic vulnerability. The Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA, suggests that half of UK adults have at least one vulnerability. If you are aware that you may be vulnerable, it is worth knowing that this could improve the treatment you get from financial institutions to avoid falling victim to scams, getting into debt, or taking out insurance that will never pay out. Every firm regulated by the FCA, which includes banks, insurance companies and financial advisors, is required to take extra care of vulnerable customers and should train their staff to recognise the signs. Having said this, they don't always comply or don't understand what counts as vulnerable, which can include having an illness, bereavement or job loss. Under new strict consumer duty rules coming into force in July, having procedures in place to take care of vulnerable customers should be embedded in the way a company does business.